Time for the observation deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Always on the lookout for unnecessary technology. Now, I think that you guys would probably feel that this is necessary technology and important to a lot that goes on. I would disagree. Researchers have developed smart underwear to measure the amount of flatulence that its wearers experience. Would you say it's experience or produce?
I guess the underwear experiences it. And, yeah, I guess I could see how that could be useful, but it's, you know, it's easy just to keep score on your own.
Keep score? Why should people be aware of that?
Well, how could humans you not
need to
be
just
aware
stop
of?
That. They just need to stop that ridiculous animal behavior. Okay?
We
it's 2026.
It.
We've moved past this. It's not funny.
I don't know about that.
The conventional wisdom was that we feel, as researchers, that humans do this 14 times a day.
No way.
No way what?
I would guess 10 times that.
Well, I'm just telling you what conventional wisdom.
He does not...
And they used to measure this with extremely invasive techniques like rectal tubes for short controlled measurements.
Huh.
But now with smart underwear, which you can see a picture of it here, George.
Yeah, there's a little patch on the back there.
See the sensor located in a very, very telling area.
George and I would short circuit that sensor in the first day.
Which relies on a coin-sized gadget that snaps into any pair of underwear right where you would imagine a gas measuring tool should go.
Bottom.
Who's going to buy these? Someone going to say, you know, I just need to check on my my volume right now and see what's up. And then if you, you know, blast it 300 times a day, is your doctor going to say, yeah, maybe we ought to take a look at something?
300 times a day.
Technology.
God, that was so idiocracy. Wasn't that the gun that could fire them off?
Yeah. Minions.
Those two words don't belong together, by the way.
Minion fart gun.
Fart that, blaster, I think is what it was blaster, called.
Let's get ready to fart.
Wait, I thought you said it wasn't funny.
It's not. I'm laughing in disgust, sir.
Okay.
Do we have that whole commercial?
No, I just have pieces of it.
Oh.
You know, Gordo
There's
will...
a small burst of that commercial.
Gordo will bring the topic up from time to time. About a year ago, he asked us, has anybody ever cut a 10-second fart? And, and my response was... You're looking at someone who has.
Yeah. Who hasn't?
It's the latest in fart technology. Illumination's Despicable Me 4 Ultimate Fart Blaster. With real fart rings. You can see and smell. Watch it light up and let fly with fart rings over 6 feet. There's over 15 sounds, and you can choose from stinky or banana smell. The new Ultimate Fart Blaster. Batteries not included.
Yeah, we're almost done here.
The new Ultimate one.
We're pretty much out. I tell you, though, just think of that would have come out when we were like 9 or 10.
Would you have wanted that product?
Oh, my God.
Well, this was published in a recent journal called Biosensors and Bioelectronics X. And they did a study. They had 19 healthy participants participate in the study. And they found that it was much higher than 14 a day.
See? Told you.
Great.
You don't need technology to let you know that. We can let you know.
The average was 32 times per day.
No doubt. It's probably higher than that.
But even in the participants, it varied widely. A minimum of 4 in one day and a maximum of 59.
Wow. It's like the magical number on the PGA Tour. Who shot 59.
I'm ready.
I am here to promise you.
Oh, he's promising.
That I and many of my friends have far exceeded 59 in one day.
Far. Many of your friends.
It may seem like 100, but I bet, you know, like 48 would be an amazing amount in one day.
Okay, so if we got these gadgets, would you guys agree to wear them to see which one of you is the star?
Sure, I'll wear it.
Sure, yeah.
I'll happily
wear. How much are they?
Number one!
Does it have a price? No, it doesn't say.
Can we expense it?
And I don't know. Yes, because we're talking about it on the show, so it would be expensed.
Can't wait for that one to go through corporate.
A media station.
Fart pants.
Oh, my goodness. All right, do you... Would you guys prepare differently in for this competition?
No, we would try to make it very scientific and just...
your normal routine.
Normal day.
And then maybe we'll do an advanced round where there is a more of a competition aspect to it.
How about every host at the ticket wears these for a week and we have a bracket set up? And two advance to the championship at some point.
That truly would be the end of days.
Our own March Madness.
When that's how far content has sunk to where it's just like people tuning in for the live tote board, or I guess in this case,
toot board.
Yes. We'll get Gus Johnson to call it. It'll be great.
Which one is he?
He's the over the top screamer. It drives Craig crazy.
So 59 was the maximum in their study. And they wore these on average for 11 hours a day. Why not just wear them all day? I mean, Craig's probably blowing it up at night, too.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you knocked the covers off one time?
No.
Blew a down comforter over and draped the thermostat on the wall. Oh, my gosh. It's so dumb.
And again, not funny.
It is not. It is not at all.
I love how you distance and act like you don't own any part of
only
it.
Only raising awareness of the type of stories that need to not be done. That's what this is about. But, yeah, the coin size gadget, it can't cost that much, can it?
No.
No, $29.99 probably.
And it connects to your existing underwear. That's a band name, existing underwear.
Okay.
I do have the list.
So it's a Bluetooth connection? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You
I'm
have an app on your phone where it gives you the...
Gosh, what an embarrassing app. If you went out on a date and you and the lady were talking and she pulls out her phone to show you something and you saw that
she had
app
the app
was on there.
What are you doing with that?
Would you skip dessert and just say, it's all right. It was great meeting you.
No, women will not buy these.
You don't think so?
No.
They're not interested in monitoring?
No.
Speaking of band names, someone sent me a list of band names at 1P1. I wish I had the name of the P1 that did this.
He's been keeping track all these years.
Yeah, of all the potential band names that we've mentioned. There are some ones that are funny. Some of them I can remember the origin of. All of these sound crazy. But there was a conversation that eventually led us into that corner where we uttered the band name. Upright Alligator. Submersible Stepson.
What?
Weird.
I remember Upright Alligator was when we were at Heritage Auctions, remember?
And he was driving a car or something, or what?
There was a stuffed alligator.
Oh, I see.
Was he upright?
I can't imagine they stuffed it that inaccurately.
Anyway.
Bear-friendly smartphone. Why are we talking about that?
I don't know.
Two-year-old fetus.
Hmm. Mm. That was one of yours.
I don't know what that means. Illegitimate widow. machine gun futon. It was some Dallas Cowboy that had a machine gun futon.
Yes.
Was it Greg Hardy?
Greg Hardy, yeah.
Okay.
Remember somebody went into his apartment and there were tons of machine guns on his futon?
Machine gun futon.
Great band name. Breastfeeding logbook. Concussion bird. The hell's a concussion bird? Pennsylvania and crab walker. I love this one. I think this is a great band name. Thrift store banjo.
That is a great name.
Yeah. Tuna can genitals.
Okay.
Stuffed goat media credential. What in the hell? Stuffed goat media credential.
Oh, man.
Accidental brothel visit. Nervous toothpick.
That's funny.
How would that have come up?
Nervous toothpick.
And I know how this one came up. One leg radiator. Do you remember what that was?
No.
That was the sleeping technique of putting one leg outside of the covers.
Oh, yeah.
And that becomes your radiator to offload heat.
I did that last night.
You did?
Yeah.
You had one leg radiator?
Time, yeah.
It feels so good when you employ the one leg radiator.
Yes, it's great. Makeshift penis. Some of these. Paprika sorting robot. Why would we be talking about a paprika sorting robot? Let's see. Grape Cluster Morrissey.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to know what we were talking about there. Short-changed uterus. Short-changed uterus. Guatemalan earthquake baby. Morse code orgasm.
Wow.
God.
Jeez.
Improvised lasagna. That is a great band name.
Yes.
And I really don't care who you are. So this list it has like 400 names on it, and they're all really, really funny. I need to find the P1 and who sent me this, and hopefully they're the ones who made the list and thank them.
That's great.
All the crazy band names we've mentioned over the years.
Thanks to that P1 for wasting their time keeping that list.
Indeed.
Thank goodness.